guys, welcome back to my podcast series, Let's Talk. So this is the episode 2 and I'm sorry for the break in between. I was out of station, but here I am back. So in this episode, we're going to talk about a very, very, very important topic, that is mental health and its importance in our lives. So what is mental health? Some may think of it as an excuse, while some others think of it as a phase. Some people may not even consider the term's existence while they suffer with anxiety themselves. Let's dig a little deeper, shall we? So what are these things exactly? Mental health, depression, anxiety, and even basic stress, like proper definitions. Starting with mental health, like our physical health, mental health is also a condition or a state of human bodies. The only difference in the two is that mental health is everything to do with our mind, how we feel, what we dream, and even what we think. It's not always negative, like our physical health is not always bad. Sometimes it includes joy, laughter, and smiles too, but also pain, anger, and stress. Let's just say we all have our highs and lows. And what is depression? A condition with unimaginable amount of stress and pain on our mind. Sometimes the level of mental pain or pressure is so high that it results in mental breakdowns or worse, self-harm. Comparatively, change in behavior is pretty normal while in depression. So yes, mental health is quite a serious and sensitive topic. Anxiety is also constantly worrying about certain things or worrying too much about one thing, feeling anxious to be specific. Look around you. You may think that you can see everything, but it's a mutual connection that allows you to actually feel through one's emotions. So please take your mental health as seriously as you can. Make really strong connections and unbreakable bonds with the people you trust so that you can at least feel good about having that space with someone when in a sensitive condition. But also, it's not fair when that concern comes only from one side. What I mean is that if you want people to listen to you and you want to let it all out and have their shoulders wide open for you to weep, you have to lend them yours too. Ask them about their mood or maybe how their day went. Once that warmth is felt on both the sides, that is when that connection is eligible to be known as a strong and unbreakable bond. It's hard, you see, when you've been through a situation that's a little too much for your brain to handle at once. It sends the problem over to a place that cannot be discovered by anyone but you, even if that means you have to go through self-harm in any way. There's a little voice that keeps saying it to you over and over again, a burden, and then comes the condition when you cannot handle it, and that results in mental breakdowns. So next time you see someone, anyone, going through this breakdown, just think about what they could have possibly gone through before they came to this extent. The throbbing pain and the hurt they must have felt. Believe me, making someone feel like they're being really sensitive or they're victimizing themselves when they are already in that deep and dark, harsh state of mind is the worst thing you can do to them. And so is telling them that it's all their fault. Worse than cursing them or even physically hurting them. So next time, be a little soft and understanding and even supportive. Next time when they say that they don't want to talk about it, say that it's okay and not that they should be more open to you. They're probably seriously trying their best. Support the people around you and also, very importantly, yourself. Please guys, mental health is a very, very, very serious topic and age factor doesn't matter. I'm 12 years old. That does not mean I don't have stress. Maybe it's little compared to adults or something like that, but there is stress in everybody's mind, even a baby's mind. So please take care of everybody around you and even yourself. And also, I wanted to say that I'll try and be a little more accurate and a little more regular on my podcast from now on. Thank you so much for all the love and support you guys have been giving me. 200 plus daily listeners is something very, very big for me, and thank you so much. Probably many more achievements and milestones to come and to cover, so please stick to me with all of them. And yes, love you all to the moon and back. Keep supporting me and take care.